Your victory, 91.5. It's Rise and Stein, a special edition of Study Your Spouse Thursday. Ray Haynes, our general manager, is here. And just as he unpacked the feasts in the fall, he is here in the spring to unpack these feasts and study Jesus's bride. And I saw Leanna just so enamored with the beginning of the story because it was you, honey, that encouraged me to kind of get back and take a look at Passover last year. And you organized the whole Passover Seder, even made matzo ball soup, which was a double bonus. But obviously, as someone who grew up Jewish, but only in a humanistic Jewish household where there was no God and there was no talk of what God has done for the Jewish people, this is revelation for me. So thank you for coming in. Part two.
And you know, that song is a great intro because when you think about the beauty of Jesus and you start to look at this in terms of beautiful. This next section here is when we first see the bride. Okay, so I just want you to wrap your head around this in a couple of ways. So number one, guys, being a guy, I get this. You know, when you start talking about us being the bride of Christ, you know, that just doesn't work. There's just nothing about that works for a guy. You know, we can just barely figure out how to be husbands, you know, to try to figure out to be a bride.
It's right. Like,
okay. So
that's why we do Study Your Spouse Thursday.
That's right. So it's not that way at all right? This is not a sexual thing. It's not about the guy, the guy. It's not that. It's about roles, all right? So you think of the role of a wife, a role of a bride, all right? So if you struggle at any in that way, It's not about becoming a woman or womanly or feminine. That's not the bride concept he's trying for you to get. It's simply how you walk in service. It's like these two here sharing their bowl of oatmeal across the computer. It's just like we're just sharing at our house. That's never going to happen. You'll never see that. There's no sharing of food. One of us is going to take down that bowl, and the other needs to get a bowl. So this whole story is this romance, and so I want to introduce you to the romance. From the beginning of creation, if this world, everything you're looking at right now, whatever you're looking at, think of it as the shadow. It's not the real thing. All right? Reality is in another realm. So we're going to look at creation from that perspective for a minute. All right? I'm going to read you a section of Revelation 21. Then I saw a new heaven, because we're talking about the creation of the earth here, right?
Sure.
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. So this is a second creation. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. There's no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. Like or not, the imagery is right there. You'll never escape it. It is what it is about. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people.
That's right.
And God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. And that is your wedding vows.
Wow.
Laid out for you in Revelation. We know the end of the story, so all this will make sense. But when you go back and read the vows, it's like, okay, I want to be that bride. I'm for that. So creation, the city, is actually a person. It's the bride. It's a real city, too. The bride is indwelt by God. So everything on earth is the shadow of something else that God is doing somewhere else. And that's one of the biggest parts you have to get to understand shadows and types, because this all is very real for us because we're living through it, right? But there is an earthly realm and a spiritual realm. It's not another place. It's another realm. Earth has limitations like time and space, but eternity is timeless and limitless. And what seems real to us on earth is actually just a shadow, and that's a hard concept to get.
Sure.
Eternity isn't just up and down or left or right. It's that and more. It's huge. It's like a grain of sand versus the earth, and we're the grain of sand. So what's actually going on? God's taking a bride. It's all about a wedding and a marriage, and the earth and all of the shadows on earth are all about this. So let's put this in context for Paul. For this reason, it's Ephesians 5. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I'm talking about Christ and the church. Mm-hmm. And that is a profound mystery. You run into that verse, you're going, okay. But, you know, he doesn't really unpack it for us. So that's what we're going to do today. Why all the mystery? Why all the shadows and types? What in the world? Imagine being invited to a wedding, but instead you're ushered into a room to eat cake and then being told, well, service is finished. Great wedding. Thanks for coming. Or being invited to this beautiful ceremony where a young girl walks down an aisle dropping flowers and you go, huh, you've now experienced a wedding. Well, needless to say, that's what it's like to try to live out the many highs and lows of the Christian life without understanding your relationship to Jesus. Mm-hmm. When we think of Passover or the cross, we don't think of a wedding, but we should, because that's what it's about. So ask yourself, why does he love me? He knows everything about me. He can't possibly love me and forgive me when I just keep getting stuck and stupid and fail him time and time again, but he does. Mm-hmm. Why is the question? Because he chose you intentionally to be his bride, his wife. And he is obviously committed for life, and his life doesn't end. And that's really crucial.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Excellent. This is a lot. And as you were reading through Revelation in chapter 21, I could just hear people saying, What was that? What did he just read? What was the? Where were those wedding vows? Mm-hmm. We're going to post up all of these notes. We're going to post up all of the audio from this morning. So you might be able to share this with your family. You might be able to share this with somebody in your office who just isn't getting it, isn't buying into this, or grew up like me.
Yeah.
And at 45 years old, still humanistic, still not believing in God, didn't see any of this. It's Victory 91.5, special edition of Study Your Spouse Thursday with Ray Haynes.